Welcome, everyone, to the Inspired Writing Results Group on March 7th, 2017. We are here to work on getting more inspired results in our writing, to be accountable and to set intentions and to move forward. So I'm going to, since we have two new people, first welcome Mary and Jay, and I'm going to just give a rundown on how this works, and then I'm going to let everybody do a very brief introduction so that we can get moving. So the way this works is we spend the first 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops usually on going over intentions. I know two of you have not set any yet, but that's okay. We'll just talk about accomplishments. But what we do is we go through and I say, here are your intentions from last week. I go through them one by one, or last session. So we meet every 2 weeks. So I'll go through and I say, okay, Peggy, you said that you were going to do this, then this, then this, blah, blah, blah. And Peggy will say whether she did these things. And if she did them, we put them on accomplishments. And we celebrate those accomplishments. And it looks like maybe Pat joined us. Pat?
Oh, good.
Pat?
Holy cow. It said there were five people.
There are. We have two new members. So I'm just running through the how this works. And we're going to do a brief introduction since we're starting late. And I have to be off at 6. Okay.
So, and I welcome, have to welcome. Be off at 5:30.
Okay, so let's go fast. Okay, so for the newbies, so we go through the intention. You're going to set intentions today, and in 2 weeks we'll ask you about your accomplishments. In the meantime, today we'll just ask you what you've accomplished recently. But that's how it works. We just go through intentions, accomplishments, and we move on to coaching. And the last part of the call is coaching. Okay? Any questions?
Nope.
Okay. And the coaching is whatever you need coaching on. The focus of this group is results and productivity as writers. So those are the questions I like to answer most, but we get questions on everything to do with publishing and blogging and all the rest. So very quickly, can everybody just, we'll start at the top here. Mary, I know you just said it. Just repeat where you live and what you're writing.
Yes, hi. I live in Tampa, Florida. And currently I'm holding out on finishing the gluten-free writer's cookbook. And that is something that I've been holding on for a while. And that is basically what I want to get through and try to get it published this year.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Peggy, can you repeat it where you are?
Can I repeat what Mary just said? I'm sorry. Let's see. I live in Point Reyes Station, which is out on the coast north of San Francisco. And I'm a grandmother of six. And I am writing a few local interest stories for the newspaper here. And then I'm working on a book about pelvic mesh, a surgical implant, and all the damage it's done.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, Jay, I think you're up next.
Hi, I'm Jay. My genre is spiritual psychology, and I really, really, really would like to finish my book called The Chubby Church, and it's on weight and eating issues, and that's what I like accountability for. I'm in Denver, Colorado. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Jay. And Pat.
Hi, I'm Pat. I live in Sacramento, which is east of Peggy. And
yeah.
I'm working on a book about elephant poaching in Zambia.
Great. We have quite a range of things going on.
No Gwen today, Nina?
No, oh, that's right, Gwen. Sorry, no Gwen's here. She was here first. Sorry, Gwen, you're up.
Yeah, I'm Gwen. I'm in New Jersey, and I am writing a book on online course development, and I'm blogging a book on Right Brain Project Management.
Great. Okay. So, Pat, you said you had to leave early?
Yes. Yeah, I'm afraid so, yeah.
All right, so let's do you first. Okay, so we're going to head into our accomplishments and intentions part. And
okay.
Those of you who are new, we'll see how it goes, and we'll probably do you near the end. Okay, so, Pat, last time you said that you intended to settle on a new website title.
Well, I think I have, but it's in the other room. I think it's something about the elephant leaving the room.
Oh. What happened to the elephant? What happened?
Okay. Oh, like the white elephant in the room. I mean, the
elephant in the room. But what happens when the elephant leaves the room? And the subtitle is, you know, at the current, you know, extinct in 10 years or something like that.
Okay.
So
right,
I got
sure
a lot.
Your subtitle. We can talk about this later, but if you're still here when we do questions, but make sure your subtitle has a benefit to the reader, so when they show up there, they know exactly what you're giving them.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Doesn't have to be the same subtitle as the book, although the book should really
right.
be the same.
Yeah.
Okay. So you did that. Finish WordPress blog about elephants.
Well, yeah, they're all ready. I just need to set up the blog site.
Well, I think that's what you were talking about. The actual
yeah,
site.
I didn't because I just recently figured out a better name. It's
okay.
hard.
Yes, it
yeah.
is. It is. All right, so I'm leaving that on your intentions.
Right.
Restructure Elephant Book is next.
Yeah, that's the ongoing one where I'm doing at least 20 minutes a day, and I'm keeping up with that.
Okay. So under accomplishments, I can say worked on book-related projects. So that's what we have,
yeah,
or
right.
actually on the book itself.
I've been working on the book. But it's
okay.
the same category. It's fine.
That's okay. I'm just going to say I worked on book revisions and blog for 20 minutes a day. Okay. First thing, you're doing it in the morning?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay. Then we just have your long-term ones on here. Finish elephant
right.
book by March 21st. Finish book proposal by May 30th. Start a new project by July 1. Okay.
Right.
Any other accomplishments you had this week that you want to mention? Because right now I have settled on new website title and worked on book revisions and blog for 20 minutes.
No, considering I had the flu and we're moving, I think that's all I'm going to be able to do.
Okay. No problem.
Right.
And let me read through the intentions. Okay, you know the long-term ones. I just read them. And I
right.
finished WordPress blog site about elephants.
Restructure
right. elephant book. Work on book-related projects for 20 minutes per day first thing in the morning. Anything
right.
else you want added?
No.
Yeah, I think with your move, that's probably enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
thank
see.
You.
You're very welcome. And I hope that, well, just tell us if you're leaving. I hope you'll still be here when we get to coaching.
Yeah.
Gwen, you were right under her, so let's just go to you, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right, so what I had from last time for intentions is focus on book for 20 minutes without interruption per day.
I did not do that.
Oh, you had such a good track record,
I
going.
Know. I know.
When was our original 15-minute to 20-minute
yeah.
person a day? And she was like coming back and going, I did this, and this, and I did only 20
yeah.
minutes a day. It was amazing.
I'm totally failing at that now.
Okay, well, let's talk about that afterwards in terms of why, okay?
Okay.
You want me to leave it on your intentions?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Work on publishing ebook about how to create online courses.
Yeah, so I worked on that, but I didn't do it 20 minutes a day. And what I did was I went through the original book that I wrote, and I went through each chapter and determined how many days I think that it's going to take me to edit each one, mm-hmm. and I'm making a schedule out of that. And that will be my 20 minutes per day thing, I guess.
Okay, so, all right, let's keep going, and then I'll read this back to you. Publish content on women's Facebook page.
Yes, I did that. I have actually, I think I posted maybe three posts, and I have two scheduled.
Awesome. Very good. Okay, start blogging project management book.
Oh, no, I haven't started that yet.
Okay. Okay, so that was it for your intentions last time. So right now under accomplishments, I have worked on publishing ebook about how to create online courses, made schedule to finish the ebook about how to create online courses, published
mm-hmm.
content, three posts on women's Facebook page.
Yep.
Anything else?
Yes, and I launched my site, and I got 100 people. 100 ladies. Well, actually, wow. 99 ladies and one guy snuck in. So I've been writing. I've been writing course descriptions to share with them on how to learn how to build websites and create apps and stuff like that.
And so, when you say you launched your site, this is your actual website.
Yeah.
And you got 100 people to subscribe. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's awesome.
It's February 21st.
That is great.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Excellent.
You
need
to
celebrate.
Because these ladies want to learn how to do technical things, and I think that's awesome.
It is. Well, you need to celebrate, lady.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everything else is going to be overshadowed by that, but any other accomplishments?
No, actually, the only other thing is that I did spend time writing out some new features, since now I have 100 people. I see how difficult it is. So I spent the weekend writing out some new features that I need to add to my site to kind of make it easier for myself.
Okay, awesome. All right, so under accomplishments I have worked on publishing ebook about how to create online courses, made schedule to finish the ebook about how to create online courses, published 3 posts on women's Facebook page, launched your site, and has 99 ladies, one guy as members. wrote courses to share on how to build the website. Was that right? Wrote courses to share on how to build the website?
No, I wrote the description, so I share these courses with them, so I have to rewrite the descriptions for them.
Wrote descriptions of courses?
Yes.
Okay. And then wrote out new features to add to the site. Are those two different things? Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Under intentions, I have focus on book for 20 minutes without interruption per day.
Yeah.
Work on publishing the ebook about how to create online courses.
Yes.
Are we keeping published content on women's Facebook page?
Yeah, I have to do that, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not good at social media.
And start blogging the project management book.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else under intentions?
No, that's enough.
Okay. All right, awesome. I have you done. Okay, thank you very much, and congratulations. Congratulations also, Pat,
yes.
getting some things done, even despite your being sick and moving.
Thank you.
All right, Peggy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Follow up with Dr. Nova, RE Forward. I guess it was forward to him after the sources were added to the book. I don't know. I have some weird note here.
Well, I heard he just sent me he followed up with me a little bit, just offering me encouragement in my writing. But I don't have the sources all done, but they're almost done. So
okay. All right. So I'll just leave. Follow up with him on intentions then?
Follow up with him about to try to get him to commit to writing the foreword.
Okay. Got it. All right. Finish rewriting first 3 chapters.
I finished chapter 1.
Awesome.
<I'm>, that was like that dragged on for like 3 months or something.
Well,
you've had a lot going on too, so
I do, and and so I'm halfway through chapter 2 because with this new style where I'm making it character driven, it's much more fun to write, and so I'm getting it more done faster.
Okay,
and while I'm doing it, I'm just adding the footnotes, so I'm it'll all be ready for Dr. Nova, or however, I can't remember how to say his name.
Okay.
Whenever.
All right, so I left, but I changed the intention to finish rewriting chapter 2 through 3. Is that okay?
So, yes.
Okay. Work on stories to make book more character-driven.
Yes.
Does that stay also on intentions?
It stays, yeah.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Why don't we change it to seek more people to interview for stories? Their contacts. I have their names. I need to
contact more.
People. More. I got a hold of three. I got three interviews by text done already.
Oh, recently in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, in the last like 3 days. So I'm excited. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. These people are really wanting to tell their stories. So yes.
Awesome. Okay. Contact other potential forward writers.
I think I'm going to hold that because I think I should pursue with Dr. Nova, right? Since he's, yeah. Just,
yeah. So hold, you I, mean take it off of there until you find out from him?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, gone. Send out 2 queries to publishers.
No, not ready.
Okay. Publish blog post 2x per month.
Not done, but leave it on there.
Okay. Write 1 article for the newspaper per month.
I got that one published this Thursday, and then I did research for the next one, so I'm moving on.
Okay. So got 1 article published, researched, next article. Okay. Keep goals and intentions in line with larger goal of completing your book by December 31st.
Absolutely, yes.
And the last one on there was go to the university library and work for several hours every other week.
Let's keep that on there. I didn't do it, but I really want to. Yes.
Okay. So tell me whether there are any other accomplishments to add. I have finished rewriting chapter 1 and half of chapter 2, worked on stories to make book more character-driven, finished 3 stories from interviews, got 1 article published, researched, next article.
And I did more research about for my own book, for my book. I some historical research that I needed to do, so I can add that.
You got a lot more done this week.
I tell you, last session turned things around somehow.
Good.
I don't know what.
That's what we like to hear.
I should go back and listen to it because I came away from there ready to go, and then I know I accomplished something that Pat knows about. I put strict limits on somebody who was really interfering with my writing big time. And so that's really been helpful. It's something I needed to do and I didn't even know I needed to do. But constant texting and phone calls and this and that, and I put limits on that, and that's really helped.
Good for you.
So that's an accomplishment.
For that one.
Yeah, well, that you know, accomplishment is figuring it out that I needed to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So let me run through the intentions really fast, see if there's anything you want to add.
Okay.
Follow up with Dr. Navoa to get commitment on forward. Finish rewriting chapter 2 through 3.
Right.
Contact more people for stories.
Yes.
Send out 2 queries to publishers.
That has to be at the bottom because until I get
you want
to
just take it off for now.
Oh, I know what else I accomplished.
Hold on. Do you want me to just take it off?
Yeah, take it off.
All right, let me finish this, and then we'll come and keep that in your head. Publish blog post 2x per month. Write 1 article for a newspaper per month.
Yes.
Keep goals and intentions in line with larger goal.
Yeah.
And go to the library to work.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else on intentions?
On accomplishments, I got a hold of a friend who's a line editor who said she would meet with me this week about proofing all these new changes I've done to my chapters and my proposal. So I'm going to work with her to do that.
Good. Okay. Awesome. Any other intentions or are we good to go?
I think we're good to go.
Okay.
I feel like that's full up.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, Mary and Jay, you see how this works? You guys have not set intentions previously. So what we typically do is, I mean, if you had some that you want to talk about, that's fine. But what I typically do your first time is just say, what did you accomplish the next, you know, what did you accomplish in general? And then what are your intentions? Okay?
Okay.
Which one of you would like to go first?
Oh, I don't care. I can.
Okay. Well, you're speaking, Mary, so let's do you. So anything related to your book that you accomplished in the last few weeks you want to mention?
I'm kind of all over the map, and that's one of the things that I really want to focus on, just getting getting my ducks in a row, getting one thing in line to kind of actually finish this, because I have a lot of drafts out there, but I just haven't put it together, and I just need the impetus to be able to send it off and see if I could actually get a publisher for it, because I talked to somebody last year at a conference from, I think it was called the Corvisiero Agency, and it was kind of a pretty good agency, and I never did follow up on it, and I didn't get, that's the kind of thing that I need to actually get my butt kicked so I can really get this kind of rolling and move on with the drafts and get the first three chapters ready to send and that kind of thing. And that's what I really want to do.
All right. So let's do this. Let's just leave accomplishments blank for now and just give me however many attentions you have for the next 2 weeks, things you want to accomplish in the next 2 weeks. So break down, contact a publisher, break that down. Do you have your book proposal done? Do you have a query letter?
I have a book proposal, and I would like to be able to send the actual proposal out to Maritza. That was the woman that I spoke with, and I just need to put that as my intention for the next 2 weeks to be able to get that out. I think that would be a good place to start.
Okay. All right. Is that the only intention you want to have, is just send proposal to Maritza?
No. I have two books that I've actually done, and one reason that I think I was able to do it is because I kind of got my toe in the water, and then I was able to, I know that sounds weird, but I was able to use one as a springboard to finally give me the inspiration to go actually self-publish the other. So I have a kind of an ebook that I work in a church, and I have done this through the years. I've gotten together a lot of the recipes for everything from Pinterest and Advent and Lent and Easter. I've got a bunch of recipes that I really want to put that out as kind of an ebook for my church. And I'm thinking that if I do that, then that will kind of inspire me to go ahead and finish the big project. Okay. So I think I'm going to put that as one of my goals. That's my intention to get the first one out before I do the second one. And I think that will kind of inspire me to finish and get this behind me. Because
Are there some small steps you need to take, or is that something you can do in the next 2 weeks?
I think I can get a good final working draft in the next 2 weeks. And I think that'll be my intention. And I'm going to use my mom, who's really excited about this because it's her church too, and she really has been pushing me on this, so I'm going to kind of involve her and let her help me edit it so she can look at it and kind of be involved in it. So I think I'm going to let her look at it too, and that way she'll help spur me on to finish it.
Okay. So what I have right now under intentions, and you can add to this, is send proposal to Maritza, publish recipe ebook for church.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the bigger goal here of these next two ones, so I'm going to put it at the bottom. Finish working draft of recipe ebook for church. Get mom to edit ebook for church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have kind of three things going with that book.
Okay.
All right, anything else?
I think that's a good start for now.
Yes, it is. It is. So, okay, so we have the proposal, we have the ebook to be finished, and in the meantime, on the way to getting the ebook published, we have the working draft and getting your mom to edit. So I think that's good. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else, or we're good to go?
I think that's a good start. I think I'll start with that.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. All right, Jay. Are you
Hi.
Here, Jay?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just on. So, yes, I'm excited about just getting more accountability
around finishing my book and completing it. I'm undecided on how the chapters will come to final conclusion, but right now my focus is on chapter 3, also known as 5 or 6. so to complete chapter 3 and also to really complete chapter 3 and 4 this weekend. So I'd like to see serious results and then be held accountable for Monday through Friday is extremely busy for me with work, but having at least 3 hours a day to write, I want to commit to that and make sure I'm writing during that time, nothing else, no distractions. Then weekends, and I have a PTO day this Friday because I'm not going to go up to San Diego like I planned, which gives me the much-needed writing time. So on days off or weekends, doing full days. So usually I would write starting at around 12 and end at 9 or 10 at night.
Okay.
You know, with lunch breaks.
Right. Okay, so what I have right now is complete the book is the big goal. Figure out how your chapters end. I just kind of added that speaking to you. Well, I mean, while you were speaking. Do you want that there or no?
Wait, say it one more time.
Well, you were saying that you don't know how all the chapters end. So I just, as you were talking, I wrote down, figure out how chapters end. Is that something you want there or no?
No. Figure out. No, not that.
Okay,
but just
okay.
Completing chapter 3 and 4.
Yep. Okay, so
basically.
I've got that. Okay, so complete book.
The chapter numbers may
one.
Change.
Yeah. Finish chapter 3 and 4 this weekend.
Okay.
Write 3 hours per day, distraction-free during the week. Write full days on weekends and your one paid time off.
Great.
Okay. Anything else?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Anything you want to talk about in terms of accomplishments that you've, you know, something you've accomplished related to your writing in the last couple weeks?
Yes, my beta group. Is giving me feedback. It can be a little rough, actually. I love them to rate a 10, but out of there's 5 readers that got through the content so far for chapter 2, and there was what's good is 5 readers got through, and all of them rated 8 or 9 or 10.
That's awesome.
But the first chapter I got much more 8. I got much more 10s and 8s. So, anywho, we'll see how we can improve that. And got set up with the editor, the main editor, to go through it. And she's really a high standards and excellent, sold 300,000 or more of her own books. And that's just her own books. So, we'll see. So those are accomplishments. And just making sure I'm surrendering my eating and what I'm doing so that I can live into all that I'm preaching as well, because I don't want any hypocrisy. And so just making sure I'm surrendering to God, you know, what I put in my mouth.
Okay. So what I have on their accomplishments then is that you had 5 beta group members who gave feedback on the book and rated it a 9 or 10, that you set up an editor to work on the book, and you surrendered to living into what you preach.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Great. Okay. Anything you want to add to either intentions or accomplishments?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. So we now have about 20 minutes, maybe a few minutes shy of that, for just coaching. So this is where you can ask me any questions about productivity, focus, writing, publishing, whatever questions you've got. So I get to work kind of as your high-performance coach as well as your author coach. Who has questions?
I'll go. This is Quinn.
Okay.
And it's about blogging my book. One of the things I need to do is to actually get started doing that. And I think, is it okay just to maybe have it hidden for a while, because I'm thinking one of the ways that I can get started quickly is just putting up whatever default theme that comes with WordPress, because I'll spend days trying to find something, and that'll waste time. Just have it hidden. And then the second part of the question is, should I schedule the post? Does that make sense? Or do I just, I think last time we had talked about doing like five per chapter, eight articles with 500 words or something like that.
Right.
Do I schedule those, or do I just like once a week write it out?
Okay, so, well, that's my first question. Well, let me go back. So first off, yes, you can write a bunch of them and have them in there. You'll be writing them and scheduling them while you are working on your theme. And I understand themes are like, that's why I in the end got a designer, because I couldn't deal with all the different themes. So I'm trying to pick one. So yes, you could be doing both things at the same time. And there are some people, I can't remember, I think it's Darren Rouse at ProVlogger. He actually recommends you have, kind of like podcasters do, that you have some in the bag, right, ready to go. So that when somebody shows up at your site and you start promoting it, people show up, there's actually more than one post there to read.
Right.
So it's not a bad idea. I've never done it that way. I've always just started. But that's up to you. So then to go back to the other part of your question, my question to you is, do you want to blog the book the way I did, which was real time? I blogged a section and, I had it all outlined, and I blogged a section and published it, blogged the next section, published it. And I had my schedule of blogging 3 to 4 times a week. So I had 3 days that I always published and one day that was, sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. So if you're going to, so you can do it either like that, real time, I would write it, edit it, put it through. Well, I don't even think I had Grammarly in those days, and then I would just publish it. So you can do it that way, or you can write some and look at them longer and, or write the whole chapter and then publish it in pieces, although I suggest that you be thinking blog posts, size pieces. So that's kind of up to you, but which way do you think you want to go?
I think the goal was for me to actually, if you remember, the challenge I had was not editing. I just refused to edit it and revise it. So maybe it may make sense to have a schedule, like you said, and then do the 500 words and edit those pieces that I have and get them published.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'll just be stuck to where I was before and it's just sitting there.
So pick, how many days a week do you want to publish posts?
2 days, I think.
Okay, so you pick your 2 days, and you stick to that. That is your commitment to your readers. They're waiting to turn the so-called page, okay?
Okay,
so
okay.
You don't want to let your readers down. I don't care if you have one reader or you have 1,000.
Yeah.
You don't let them down.
Right.
And this is how I did it. I'm serious. This is the mindset you need to have. You do not ever let them down. So you are writing posts in whatever, on whatever schedule you need in order to meet the blog schedule, right?
Right.
So if you need 2 days to do it, then you do it 2 days before. You start 2 days before. If you can do it the day of, great. You figure it out. And in terms of editing and revising, I suggest you use Grammarly. And that you, because Grammarly, actually, you can download it. I didn't even realize this. I just did it the other day. You can download it onto your computer, and then you could be on social, like on Facebook, and it's going to tell you need to correct something.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that, because I downloaded it that day, and it's in everything. It's in the comments. It's in the email.
Which is a good thing. But in any case, you can write in Grammarly. You can drop the stuff into Grammarly. By the way, if you upload to Grammarly, you do keep your formatting.
Mm-hmm.
I said we lost it. Anyway, so any of that will work. But I totally agree. If you're not writing and publishing, and don't want to revise, then you need to create a schedule.
Yeah.
and maybe have days when you revise and days when you write.
Right. And then is it okay, like, if I publish something and go back and change it, does that, like, throw things off?
Well, it depends how much you change it. But no, I mean, very often people will go back and update posts and things like that. That's mm-hmm. fine. I've had one publish on the wrong day accidentally, and I just went in there and changed the date.
Okay.
You know, so right. you can do all that. Most people don't even notice. You know, I mean, like your readers. But
yeah.
But, yeah, and scheduling is a good thing. I mean,
okay.
you know, like I'm going to be away for the next, you know, from tomorrow through Sunday, and I have everything scheduled, including the email that goes out on Sunday.
Okay. All right. That helps. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Other questions? Well, I think Pat
left. I'm trying to think of a question.
Yeah.
let's see. I'm struggling with chapter length. One chapter is 16 pages and the other one's 13 pages. I divided them both by, you know, whatever the correct divisible is there. But then I got feedback. It should every chapter should be 10 pages.
No, that's not true.
I'm like, that's, I don't want to do that. I can format it.
That's not true. What
okay.
My rule of thumb is that your chapters should be similar in length. 10 pages and
yeah.
13 pages are similar in length.
Right.
When you have a chapter, when most of your chapters are 10 to 15 pages, and then you end up with a chapter that's 25 pages, I usually say take a look at that chapter and see if you can't break it into two. But sometimes you have a chapter that just needs to be longer than all the others. That said, my rule of thumb is try to have your chapters similar in length. Does that help?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where that person got that from.
It's one of those kind of rules that's out there. A couple people have heard that from, but I don't agree with that. I just think I think if you have 7 to 8, or like you said, similar content, and the book is quality, then so what, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like I said, I would try to not have one chapter that is twice as long as another, as you know, the average of the others. But other than that, I wouldn't worry about it. The chapter length is a bit like book length. People are always saying, how long should my book be? It should be as long
right.
as it needs to be.
Right.
But you do have to keep in mind that the average nonfiction book is not, you know, 100,000 words. It's usually 50,000
right.
words or 75,000 words, but not much more than that.
Right, okay.
Right, and an e-book is typically shorter unless it's an e-book just that's, you know, it's like a traditionally published book, like a full-length book turned into an e-book, then, of course, it's going to be the same length. But we have a lot of shorter e-books out there.
Well, Nina, this is Peggy. This brings up the topic of writers' groups, because it seems like you get all kinds of wild personalities in writers' group, and I've never found one that I really clicked with, that I was comfortable with. But one thing is, people in the group, they think they know more than they do,
right.
or they're what's the word? They're a little dictatorial about things that
right.
that are really, they're more valuable, you know, than
right. So
yeah.
What I usually say about writers groups is
I do
that I don't think they're the best. Well, first of all, when you join a writers group, you need to be careful about who's in it, just like you
yeah.
said, but for a variety of reasons. One, you don't want somebody who's always negative and criticizing. You want people who are going to give you constructive feedback in a way that you can accept, not
yeah.
you know, who are going to jump all over you. Number two, you don't want to be a writer's group where you're writing fiction and everybody else is writing nonfiction. But although usually it's the other way around, everyone else is writing fiction and you're writing nonfiction. Or let's say you were writing fiction
mm-hmm.
and you're writing romance and everybody else is writing thrillers, because the feedback you're gonna get is not going to be very useful.
Yeah.
You need a writer's group with people who are writing in the same genre as you and who are experienced. So by that I mean people who have published or know something about publishing. I mean, where it isn't just I read it on the internet, right? That it's
yeah.
And sometimes writers groups, you know, grow into the people who are published, right? That people begin to get published. But see, that's a good writers group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because people are getting published. That means you're helping each other, and now there are people who are published and can bring that information back. So, you know, it's kind of like a mastermind. I'm always searching for masterminds that where people know more than I do. I'm always getting invited into ones where it turns out that, you know, I know more about, like, online stuff than other people. I'm not saying I know everything about everything. But, you know, if it's related to that kind of thing, like online business or online promotion, you know, I get asked in for my expertise, but you want to be in a group, a writer's group, where there are people with expertise that you can learn from.
Exactly, exactly.
So even with a beta group like Jay's got, you have to take some of this with a grain of salt. And
now, what's a beta group? Is a beta group like a reader, beta reader? Is that what?
Yes, it's a group of people you get together to read your book and give you feedback.
And so
they don't have to know anything about it. It's good if they're interested in the topic. So, for instance, these people that you have, Peggy, who are giving you stories about their pelvic mesh issues, they would be great readers for the book.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get 3 to 5 of them and say, you know, would you commit to reading this by such and such a date? Or do what Jay's doing and give it to them chapter at a time.
So what I'm concerned about is, she said, did you use the word brutal? That
they weren't as brutal as my first time critiques. I mean, those were basically have me sucking my thumb and in the fetal position. But after I got over it, it took a little bit, right? I mean, this is a serious ego. Like, when you're a first-time author, people, like, it's sensitive. I mean, I'm strong in a lot of areas of life, but I'm very sensitive to the writing. So I had to come a long way over the last 2.5 years since I've been working on this thing. And, so it wasn't near as brutal as that, that original critique.
Oh.
But that's what we need, right? Thick skin, right, Nina? Because it's you're going to be critiqued.
Yes, you do need thick skin. I always, you know, my training as a journalist helped because I got used to being edited.
Editors are like that, yeah.
Yeah, and I always say I'm not attached to my words. I mean, once in a while I'm attached to one, you know, or something gets changed and I really don't like it or agree. But for the most part, I'm okay with just releasing it once I'm finished writing it and giving it to someone else. But that's because of my training. Not, you know, the majority of writers, it's their little baby. And what we have to realize is when somebody says the baby needs to have 4 less toes than it has right now, that can be okay. You know, the baby can survive without 4 toes.
Yeah, that's the part about working with an editor for the newspaper that's really helping me, because I'm realizing I as a new writer, I really was worried that I was going to run out of words. And so if she took my words away, it really hurt my feelings. But then I learned that she was making my story so much better. So, it's a practice. And like you said, you had the training. I didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm. So remember that you hire an editor to make your work better.
Yeah.
And the worst clients for editors, and I can tell you this because I'm an editor, the worst clients are the ones who get really pissed off and are like, what do you mean that's what I have to change? What do you mean I have too many passive sentences? I like it that way. Right? Because, and I had one who said to me, can't you tell me at least one thing you like about the book? So I must have been the brutal one. But the thing was, she didn't have a commercially viable book. And she asked me to edit it. So I did. But I did not have very much good to say about it. So, you know, if you hire an editor, you're not hiring them to be your friend and for them to pat you on the back every 10 seconds and tell you you're doing a good job. You're hiring them to fix your work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So just remember that, and when you hire an editor, you might ask them, I mean, if you really feel the need to have hand-holding and encouragement and acknowledgement, ask them if that's the type of editor they are. I always tell people I'm a gloves-off editor.
Yeah.
But, I don't deal with my clients with white gloves
you're
on.
Not
I take those
brutal.
Gloves off. What's that?
You're not that brutal, really.
Peggy can speak from experience, so thank you.
It's funny, like, when my lady gave me this horrible critic, I mean, the way she came across and everything just made me, like, want to be like, whoa. And I was like, listen, I want your feedback. I want the truth. I'm trying to grow as a writer. Like, the book isn't for us. It's for our audience. I don't know about writing. I'm not a writer. So, anyway, it was something else. But I was like, listen, Mr. Miyagi, you need to teach me what to do, not just tell me what sucks, but I need to understand why it sucks and how
right.
to make it unsuck, okay?
Right. So that's where you might need a book coach rather than an editor.
Yep.
Because, like, I offer book coaching. And with that, the clients get an hour with me to talk about the book, right? But they also get an hour of editing. So, no, I'm not editing the whole book. But in an hour of editing, I can find a lot of different issues, right? From passive sentences or grammar and punctuation to developmental issues. And then we come back in the session and they say, I don't get it. Why did you want a comma there? Why are you rewriting all these sentences and saying they're passive? Can you explain it to me? And I teach them. But an editor is not there to teach. An editor is there to correct.
And all the various types of editors was a learning for me, too. I didn't know exactly how many rounds of editing something goes through.
A lot.
If you want a good book, a whole lot. It's just amazing, the world of writing.
Yeah, most people don't realize that editing is actually the most expensive part of producing a book.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because if, like Jay said, if you do it correctly, you're going to probably start with a developmental editor who's going to look at the big picture of your book. Then you're going to go and they'll go through it, and then they'll probably tell you, you make the changes and come back, and they'll read it again. So that's round two. Now you need line editing. That's somebody going through and correcting your grammar and punctuation and sentence structure and all of that. And you might need one or two of those as well. Then you still need a proofreader. I mean, if you're going to self-publish. So, you know, sometimes I do both line editing and developmental editing at the same time. It's very slow going in most cases. But, you know, you get all of it, then you get a very, as my daughter would say, a page that is bleeding.
What?
She says it bleeds. Okay. In high school, she always say, Mom, every time I get my papers back from you, they're bleeding. Because they were so red. But,
that's
you know,
that.
So, yeah, I mean, the more one editor does, the more changes they're going to be on the page. So, anyway, so yes, very good point. So I have to go in a second here, or in a minute. Any other last-minute questions or issues?
No, but I've took a lot of notes, and I really can tell that I've already – everybody's project sounds really neat, and I think that it's inspired me already to get going on this stuff.
It'll give
me a good kick in the pants.
I wanted to quick say, is it Mary that's doing the book about gluten-free? I have celiac. I'll be a beta reader for you. I'll be a beta cooker for you.
That would be awesome. I've been gluten-free for 20 years, and that's kind of like before it became, you know, popular to gluten-free.
Yeah.
So that's kind of part of what I'm writing about. So that would be awesome. Really great.
Oh, cool. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And the two of you who are new, have you joined the Facebook group yet?
I haven't gone there yet.
Okay. So it's just Inspired Writing Results Group, but you should have gotten a link, I believe.
Okay. Inspired Writing Results. Okay.
Yeah. So join. I put everything there, you know, everything you told me today. It was just added to the page. And, you know, if you need encouragement, then you should go to the page and say, this is what I'm doing, and, you know, this is what I'm struggling with, or this is what I accomplished, okay? And
okay,
that way
great.
We can support you further.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wonderful.
I have to run. I'm sorry. I have a makeup
Thank
group
you.
Right now. But welcome again, Mary and Jay. We're really happy to have you here. And
Thank
we
you.
Will be back in 2 weeks to hear how you did.
Wonderful.
Thank you all, and until next time, go out there and achieve more inspired results.
Thank you, Nina.
Talk to you all soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.